I do want to ask about, because the documentary you mentioned there is Earth's Greatest Enemy. Mm-hmm. And I have always known, well, I don't want to say known, because it's one of those things that someone told me once and that sounded really true. And then I saw other people repeat it, and I'm like, that really does seem true.
Just became dogma.
But like the U.S. military is like the biggest polluter in the world, right?
Correct.
How is that possible?
Okay, so people will be like, well, what about China? And it's like, okay, if we're just talking about emissions, yes, China emits more. But you cannot look at China and isolate. And we're also not talking about nation states, right? But I'm just saying this is like the main debunking is people will come at you and be like, it's minuscule compared to industries like the oil industry or the concrete industry or China. Well, China's absorbed all of our manufacturing, and that doesn't count cumulative emissions, which if you look at historically, the U.S. is responsible for 25%. And that's even why we are in this position that we're in, is because of the cumulative emissions of the Industrial Revolution. And then China's absorbed everything that we produce. So none of it's in a vacuum. But if you're looking at just the military as an institution, you can't even compare it to oil corporations, because oil corporations have an army. That army is the military. Our military imposes this fossil fuel infrastructure at the barrel of a gun. And it is basically the force that subjugates and forces countries to bow to the dictates of global capitalism. So it's the enforcement arm of capitalism. And so when you look at just the pollution, that statistic that we hear, like the U.S. military is the world's largest polluter, that's literally just the oil purchases on paper that they were trying to hide for the longest time. That's 270,000 barrels of oil a day, just on paper. But then scientists have tried to quantify, wait a minute, what about the extraction of rare earth minerals? What about the life cycle emissions when you're producing these weapons and shipping them? And then just to maintain this global military arsenal, what about fucking that? And then when you apply the carbon emissions from the application of the weaponry, war, blowing up forests, pulverizing a 5-mile speck of land that's densely populated concrete infrastructure.
Yeah.
Like none of this is contained. And so it becomes totally unquantifiable. And then you look at the great power competition, the military buildup of Russia and China as a response to the U.S. belligerence and arrogance. So all of it as a system, it's proven tenfold. If you're just looking at, oh, it's the biggest polluter, that's provable just on the oil purchases. But then you look at it's actually the biggest threat to our existence on every living thing on Earth, and it's completely proven. The film proves it 10 times over. Everyone's got to watch it. But it really is true.
Jeffrey Epstein.